Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for February the 26th, 2011, and whether you're listening to this live now or listening to archives in the future of the show, I'm going to be going over some material that we've discussed since the first of the year. This has been an amazing year so far. A lot of information has been coming through regarding major changes worldwide. And I've been talking about how 2011 is going to be the year of a mega shift, mega trends. And these are trends towards what the Mayan calendar refers to, the end of time as we know it. And when I say the end of time as we know it, that's talking about the end of the way we have seen the world. Everyone's worldview is changing. And you can see this in the Middle East. You can see this in the Midwest. This last couple of weeks has been quite stupendous for changes in the Middle East, and we see the same kind of mass demonstrations in the Midwest. What's been going on in Wisconsin, the issue there is collective bargaining and for rights, and in the Middle East, it's the collective bargaining, you might say, for freedom. People are rising up for more freedom, more rights, and this trend will be continuing. The portents of these trends I've discussed with the information on this show on Cosmic Love webpage regarding the 2011 mega shift mega trends. And there's other information that specifically goes into major changes in the energetics of the Earth. That information is in the article, The Power of Love Faces Forbidden News. And that's at heartcom.org/fearlessfaith.htm. That link is there on the information regarding this show. Whether you're looking at the Cosmic Love webpage today, that's up on BBS Radio Live now, or whether you're looking at the archives, I'll have the same information there. And I reference both present and past in the future, you know, if you're looking at archives in the future, because I've been trying to tune into these big shift changes, these big shift mega trends, what the trends look like, where it's going, and what we can expect with a sense of expectation and anticipation for major change. And, of course, the idea of having a little bit of a heads up on what's coming is that unless and until we have, you know, we take inventory of the trends, we can't really trend fit or otherwise catch the wave of those trends for optimal trend fitting, for optimal redirection, recorrection of our lives. So I've been trying to tune in and focus on the big shift, as it's sometimes referred to, the big shift in energies of the planet, what's going on with galactic alignment in 2011. Previous shows recently, and since the first of the year, we've been discussing the Mayan calendar and what's going on with the final ninth wave of the Mayan calendar in 2011. Now, this is a huge issue. And for those who've listened to previous shows, or if you read that link on Forbidden News, The Power of Love Faces Forbidden News, you'll discover that in the year 2011, the final ninth wave of the Mayan calendar is all during this year, between mid-March, this next month, in the present, it would be next month, and October, later on in this year, the entire ninth wave, final ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, which goes back billions of years. Now, I had no idea that the Mayan calendar, when I originally started studying this subject, was really the evolution was really referencing the evolution of life on Earth from a single-celled organisms in through to the present, going back billions of years. And the Mayans go back about 5,000 years, And their very sophisticated timekeeping system is based on cycles within cycles within cycles, very sophisticated cycles, many different cycles, short-term cycles of a matter of weeks and long-term cycles of years. And one of the major cycles that's also converging in 2011 is what's referred to as galactic alignment, as our solar system in the precession of the equinox, which is a 26,800-year cycle, is it cycles up through and through the galactic plane, the galactic plane of our Milky Way galaxy. And this understanding of how our solar system also is in a giant orbit through up and through this galactic plane of our galaxy is an amazing story in itself. And I've studied this from the perspective of the understanding of the photon belt, which is really an energetic belt that corresponds to the galactic plane of you know, the galaxy, which is hundreds of billions of star systems, solar systems, which are really in like a sombrero galaxy. It's like the sombrero galaxy. If you look at it from deep space, you're looking at a plane of all these hundreds of billions of galaxies in a flat plane that looks like a sombrero, and in the middle of it is like the hat, which is the great central sun of the galaxy. And the rim of the galaxies is this plane of hundreds of billions of star systems. Now, this is a call-in show. If you'd like to discuss this, there's been many authors on this subject that I've interviewed over the last year, and on the subject of galactic alignment, the subject of the Mayan calendar, and these cycles within cycles that are converging over this year of 2011. Everyone talks about 2012, but when you adjudicate the Gregorian calendar, which is our, you know, our system, our calendar system, with the Mayan calendar, it really comes to a focus in the year 2011, with the ninth wave being intercepted, you might say, in the middle of this year of 2011. And I have discussed this with many different authors, and have looked at a myriad of videos, YouTube videos on the subject, and discussing this with the you might say, the preeminent experts on the Mayan calendar, like John Kalaman, and he's a Swedish doctor who is really considered the leading expert on this subject. I've come around to this understanding of what's really going on from a multifaceted perspective. And as I look at it and get congruent on the issue of what's going to happen, of course, nobody knows. Nobody knows if there's going to be Earth changes. Nobody knows if there's going to be an energetic shift, a dimensional shift, which is what this end of time as we know it is all about, the end of perception as we've known it. There is a lot of speculation about it, but there's a repeating pattern or a common pattern or a common sense from my perspective, the more I look at this issue, that major changes, as we're seeing in the Middle East, as we're seeing in the world, with are happening at an accelerated rate. And this accelerated rate of change is really, you might say, parallel to what's going on with the instant everywhere and interactive internet, which has eliminated time and space. We are in a global village. There is no time or space in cyberspace. And global citizens, I sometimes refer to them as netizens, global netizens, are now sharing a new net reality of this of this transcendence of time and space in a global village. And this subject fascinates me, this concept of that there is a synchronicity in events that's going on Earth as in heaven or in cosmos, you might say, and we're seeing an acceleration of change, the rate of change, as a function of a new convergence, a new integration of many cycles. And there's a synchronicity that's going on, sometimes referred to as we approach zero point, as Greg Braden refers to it. And that zero point is like a spherical consciousness. It's a nonlinear consciousness. It's a non-duality consciousness that many of the authors on the subject refer to as a unity conscience. And what this unity conscience is a form of effective sensory perception, like ESP, not extrasensory perception. If you haven't got effective sensory perception, I guess you could call it extrasensory perception or beyond your own sensory perceptions. And this is the kind of a paradoxical concept, but because we're all, in a sense, in duality. We're in dense physical bodies, and we like to think that we're spiritual beings having a human experience in this dense octave of duality, or that has us all with the sense of separation from the infinite and eternal in the here and now. And this may sound abstract, but a lot of people are waking up to all kinds of synchronicities, all kinds of experiences of effective sensory perception of all kinds. And call it gifts of the Holy Spirit, or for some people it's just a type of lucid dreaming. It's kind of an awakening with a kind of a lucid awareness. And so the dream is no longer an individual sleep, but more of a collective awakeness, which is very much sensitive to and aware of global changes as a function of a global energetic shift, global energies that are different. And part of this is just we don't have the provincialism, the sense of separation locally as we used to, because local is now global. Social networks locally are all connected to social networks globally. And this is really the major trend within all the mega trends. This is what's fascinating to me, is that we're seeing a decentralization of time and space, and we're seeing a major, when I say decentralization, it's like an instant, everywhere, interactive connection. And this trend to social conscience in our social networks is a form of unity conscience. And before I get too abstract with all of this, this concept of where things are going, and I would sum it up as a trend towards social conscience in our social networks. Let me backtrack a little bit and do an instant replay or an acceleration of the trend line of history, and how just within the last 100 years we've gone from a horse and buggy civilization, and horse and buggy representation systems with our government, to now we have capabilities with space-age communications and space-age transportation capabilities, where we can fly around the world and relatively fast, but instantaneously we can communicate. And what brought down the Berlin Wall, you might say, was communications across the wall with faxes. Back then it was faxes. And with communications across the wall, they couldn't keep the people separated. They united and rose up. Well, we're seeing this with nation states and with communities, where people are communicating and in a way never before conceived 10 years ago. This phenomena of social networks is an amazing phenomena. If you look at, if you've seen the movie The Social Network about Facebook, it's just amazing to realize how much things have changed. So basically, social conscience has been naturally increasing with social media, like Facebook, Twitter, and social network, the social network for professionals called LinkedIn. And there's more than a billion people worldwide that are connected worldwide in ways, as I said, we could barely conceive a decade ago. I mean, look at what Facebook has created in just 7 years. Now, if you look at what's going on in the Middle East, a lot of these demonstrations were very rapidly organized with Facebook and Twitter. And the first thing the government did when the phenomena was reaching critical mass and people in mass were in the streets in mass, they shut down the internet. They tried to shut down this phenomena, but by then people were connected, and we see what happened in Egypt, what's going on in Tunisia, what's going on in Libya, what's going on throughout the Middle East is a parallel to what's really going on in the Midwest, Midwest America, what happened in Wisconsin. I mean, that issue was ostensibly all about the collaboration of people for collective bargaining rights, again, representing as a union what was best, you know, for people in that state. And some people look at that as what's been going on in that state and in a lot of other states is union busting. And if you think about it, collaborative networking and, you know, for the purpose of developing or you know, culturing rights, collective bargaining, that best represents public interests, we're looking at core constitutional freedoms. And this is where the Tea Party in America and in the Midwest is really kind of the keynote theme, but it's the same issue, really, if you think about it, that's going on in the Middle East. So you've got global evolution. Some people would say it's global revolution, but I like to emphasize 90% of the word, which is evolution, which is the natural consequence of social conscience in social networks. And this is the conscience that says to all people in the Middle East that you have the right to democratic institutions with core constitutional freedoms. They're emulating America, core constitutional freedoms. And this is the same phenomena that's going on with the Tea Party, the same social conscience in Middle America that says you have the right to collective bargaining that best represents public interests. And in both cases, you have large masses of people demonstrating in response to poor representation of core constitutional freedoms, core human rights, core, you might say, divine rights that human beings have, as was pioneered by our founding fathers and has been emulated all over the world. So let's be honest. you've got a phenomena of decentralized net reality, global net reality, a new uprising of social conscience and an uprising as revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word evolution, going on in 2011, big time. And this corresponds, as I said, to the ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, right smack in the middle of 2011. And I don't think it's coincidence. I think that there's a connection there. You know, as above, so below, on Earth as in cosmos. Now, the energies of a galactic alignment are stirring or infusing or infiring the consciousness, the conscience, the higher conscience, which is really the spirit of freedom and opportunity. So that you've got this upwising and uprising that's standing up for divine human rights with core constitutional freedoms. So this is a major phenomena, and it's actually the natural evolution of social conscience that in the world at large, and you can say this is a dimensional shift or a consciousness shift, but this is paralleled what's called the fourth wave of the computer internet revolution. And the fourth wave, and if you look at the four waves we've seen of the computer internet revolution over the last approximately 33 years, first there was an emphasis of hardware, which was IBM, and then there was the emphasis on software, which was Microsoft. Then there was the emphasis on netware, which Netscape pioneered. And now we're seeing the shift from the third wave, which was when the computer became the network of computers, to what is referred to as the fourth wave, whereby the network has a conscience. And so you have a phenomena globally of social networks upwising and uprising with a higher conscience. And the higher conscience is a unity conscience. So we're talking about a global village reality. Time and space has been eliminated. There's a new unity conscience called zero point, spherical conscience, or whatever, that we're all connected. It's like the family of man in a global village. And this is huge. The implications of this is truly a global revolution, evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness. So if you look at the trends in this direction, and you look at the logical conclusion of these trends, basically you can connect the dots to the big picture of where this is going and realize that this evolution revolution trending is really coming around to what really sparked the common sense that sparked the American Revolution. You know, Thomas Paine wrote that series of pamphlets referred to common sense, and Jefferson and Washington recognized him as having sparked the American Revolution. It was, you know, his back then with the printing press, which is revolutionary technology. The common sense was wildcat printed all over the colonies, was passed hand to hand, and it spoke to this spirit of unity conscience. You know, to basically, Ben Franklin said, either we all hang together or we're all going to hang separately. In other words, there was an exact parallel going on back then to what's going on globally now. What U.S. founders began locally has now, the trending is going in this direction of the same process. Now we've got the family of man in a global village, and either we all hang together or we're all going to hang separately. The reality is, the net reality is, the global netizens are at an accelerated rate beginning to hang together. They're beginning to clamor for divine rights, core constitutional freedoms. And if you look at those core constitutional freedoms, we're talking about freedom of speech, assembly, petition government, press. Freedom of the press that the founding fathers were talking about and freedom of speech. Here, you know, a few hundred years ago, what they were talking about back then during a horse and buggy age, and back then it was the freedom to come together physically and elect representatives. The freedom of the press was the printing press. So there could be informed choice in this election, in the electing of representatives, and basically freedom of conscience. Because the heart of all constitutional freedoms is freedom of conscience. Well, in a global village today, we're at the same point of recognizing that core constitutional freedoms in a global village, the modern printing press, is the global internet. And every individual can be an independent producer, director, and creator of communications. YouTube videos, emails, we can all be represented directly in ways that was never conceived possible 200 years ago. And the disconnect and the problem with a lot of people is that we still have a horse and buggy legislative and representation system in the space age. In other words, we're still using horse and buggy techniques to bring people together physically to represent us when people can be represented directly in ways, in a decentralized way, in a grassroots way, which is now the netroots. And netroots consciousness, social conscience in our social networks, can be cultured in ways that recognizes the best ideas. Our God-given gifts and talents can be recognized in ways that rise, you know, that create, you might say, an uprising and an uprising of the best ideas for public service, for serving others, serving the public at large, rather than self-serving special interests. All this is coming out. One of the major themes I keep hearing about 2011, and usually sometimes referred to 2012, but it's really 2011 that this is happening. One of the major things I keep hearing is that this is the unveiling of all the secrets, and you can really see it on the internet. Those who have the finger on the pulse of the internet, I mean, the stuff that's coming out now, and the videos that are coming out, the information that's coming out, a lot of people are in future shock. There's just so much that they got information overload. They can't handle it. But the amazing thing is there's so much information coming out about the real story behind special interests that have a vested interest in keeping common sense from the people rather than of, by, and for the people. It's coming out, and it's becoming self-evident to a critical mass of people worldwide, that so many of our social, political, and economic institutions are no longer serving the purpose for which they were created, but are serving monopolies on power to profit from the creation and management of war, disease, disinformation, to keep, again, common sense, conscientious common sense, truth from the people rather than of, by, and for the people. And this is accelerating. We can expect more of this sorting out of the real issues with extraordinary incisive information cutting through the BS, you might say the belief systems, that no longer serve the purpose for which our core social, political, and economic institutions were created. So, basically, we're talking about a huge challenge for global freedom and opportunity with the mass awakening of our collective conscience worldwide. And when I refer to collective conscience, I'm talking about a unity consciousness. It's not the hanging separately, but consciences hanging together. I saw a really good quote on this subject with someone that said that what's really going on when we have individual dreams is that we're dreaming separately. Individual dreams are dreaming separately, and there's a collective dream where we're not asleep separately, but we're awake consciously. And I don't have that quote in front of me right now, but if I find it, I'll reference it. And this is largely what's going on with the major trend in 2011. There is an awakening to the dream of unity consciousness, to universal freedom, to universal opportunity to fulfill the divine destiny of America as the I Am race, you might say. And America is an acronym for, not an acronym, but it's one of those words that represent, if you scramble the letters America, it comes out to the I Am race. And it's like the I Am presence of each one of us is the same I Am presence of all of us. Or as Gandhi once said, the heart of your religion is the heart of all religions. And this is the unity conscience I'm referring to. There is a trending towards a mass awakening to these core principles of divine rights, core constitutional freedoms that was conceived in America and is going global. I mean, we are, as I said already, in a global village of instant, everywhere, and interactive internet capabilities. The fulfillment of those capabilities is, you might say, the new American Revolution worldwide. And when I say new American Revolution, I'm talking about the new I Am race evolution worldwide, where people are all under their vine and fig tree, so to speak, and it's the same presence presiding, and it's a conscience of we are one. You know, we the people are one, and this unity and diversity, this momentum towards coming together for the purpose of what's best for all. And in the process, the best ideas, the best solutions, rising like cream to the crop, you know, cream to the top, cream of the crop rising to the top, rising to the top because of the currency of conscience. This concept of the currency of conscience is really a huge element of the global transformation to the next economy. And we're not talking about the next economy as far as the currency that we have and the monetizing systems that we have for evaluation of worth, but we're really talking about the currency of conscience in terms of discernment for what will culture the abundant life rather than more of the economics of scarcity. And we have the prevailing economic system now that's called the economics of scarcity. And it's based on the value of scarcity. And if ever there was an oxymoron, in a world with extraordinary potential for abundance, it would be to continue valuing scarcity of all the things that we hold sacred. And specifically, we're talking about conscience. There's never been, you might say, you know, there's no greater contradiction to the potential for the abundant life globally than the valuation systems which conceal waste and destroy abundance to maintain scarcity for profit and control. So really we're talking about a whole new economics based on abundance will recognize the concept of the currency of conscience as the gold standard for the next economy, the next education system, the next healthcare system, the next system of representative government. This goes back to James Madison, who is the chief architect of the Constitution, who said that conscience is the most sacred of all property. Well, and I mean, Gandhi said commerce without morality is a sin. It's the same concept. The culturing of social conscience in our social networks is really the culturing of the currency of conscience. And this is what we're seeing with social media, the interactive social media, whereby people are interacting with pure intention to focus attention on our evolutionary ascension, you might say, along more enlightened lines of divine rights. So this is a huge issue in 2011. I'm going to take a little break here. This is Christopher Rudy on Cosmic Love, and this is for February 26th show, 2011. If anyone wants to call in, you have the call-in numbers on the Cosmic Love webpage. And this is Station 1. You can call in on these numbers. Toll-free, 888-815-9756. And I'm going to go on with this subject of what we can expect with trends in 2011. I'd like to put a little plug in here for everyone becoming more conscious of how they're conscious. In other words, what's going on with these trendings? As you become more conscious of how you're conscious, that's how you can self-correct. When I say self-correct, it's like the good driver of a car or captain of a ship or pilot of a boat or pilot of an airplane. You seek upcoming events and you steer in the right direction. You see the trendings and you self-correct. That's the principle of cybernetics, which is the steersman. Of a ship, a boat, a plane, or a car, you see the curve in the road ahead, and you steer in the correct direction. So there's nothing more valuable than a vision of the trends at this time in 2011, which has found its time. I mean, this is the year of years. This the opportunity at this time for self-correcting, self-directing, self-elevation as salvation, for upwising and uprising. There was never a better time, a more important time than this year. These are interesting times, to say the least, and they're extraordinary challenges, and with those challenges come extraordinary opportunity. And the major opportunity right now is to ride the wave of the trends and to trend fit our consciousness being in world with the full potential of full spectrum conscience for evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness globally. There's all the technology on Earth for free energy systems, for holistic healing, virtually all diseases, for extraordinary abundance of all that we hold sacred. And the only thing that's keeping that abundance from being made manifest is, you might say, the victim dictum that is in denial and of the opportunity. And it's just whether you, like, whether you have, see the cup as half empty or half full. The half full is seeing the trends with, I call them, call it victory virtues. The virtue of the victory of abundance, abundant light, life, love, abundant consciousness. And the abundant conscience, the unity conscience, that could, again, wise up and rise up and stand up for divine rights of all global netizens in our global village is a major theme that from the beginning of Cosmic Love, this radio talk show, I've emphasized. And 2011, and this looks like the time of times. This looks like an extraordinary time to basically everyone has the opportunity to know better and to do better and to, in a small way or large way, whether they have a small network of people that they network with or a large network, everyone has the opportunity to make a difference, if not the difference. And the phenomena of social networking for net worth with the currency of conscience is really the trending that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience along more enlightened lines that frame what I refer to as the law of the angles of God, geometrically ordered divinity, G-O-D, with the language of the angels of love, the angels of our better nature, frequency of holy compassion. So I wanted to basically do a summary show along these lines. I didn't know if anyone would call in, but in any regard, it's something to think about. The 2011 has some extraordinary portents for change. If you read that article, The Power of Love Faces Forbidden News, now that I referenced, you'll discover, and this is really mind-blowing to me, that the bookends of the ninth wave, the final wave, ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, in mid-March through October, is virtually the same bookends of the orbit of Planet X, Nibiru, Wormwood, whatever you want to call it, into our solar system, with two times projected in which it will come into alignment with the sun, the earth, and the ecliptic plane, crossing the ecliptic plane of our solar system. See, our solar system has an ecliptic plane, just as our galaxy has this plane of, you know, as they refer to the sombrero, rim of the sombrero is like an ecliptic plane of hundreds of billions of solar systems. Well, this is what's going on this year with not just the Mayan calendar, but also the orbit of Planet X. If you read that article, it comes in every 3,660 years across the ecliptic plane in alignment with the Earth and the Sun. And who knows what's going to happen. Anyway, something to think about. Interesting times. And keep in touch. Happy trails. And we'll see you in a couple weeks. I'm finishing up with a little meditation today. And look forward to another show here in 2 weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of cosmic love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.